talk to you about managers, how to ask better questions of your employees. Now, I was having a talk with a client here recently about asking good questions, and he sincerely wanted to have helpful one-on-one discussions with his employees, but he said, "I ask too many yes-no questions, Mary, and when they give me a one-word answer, I'm stumped." And so his own excellent question was, how do I transform my questions to get more of a response? Good question. So he and I had talked about this great technique called the blinking word technique. And we have found it to be useful in so many situations. And so really simply, this is my interpretation of it. It comes from a book called Love 'Em or Lose 'Em by Beverly Kay and Sharon Jordan Evans. And I'm taking my own liberties in how to explain how it works. Really, you can use it in many situations, but it's sort of picking up the word that's blinking at you based on what someone says. So the example I often use is, say we're at work and there's a decision that's been announced that day, so pretty much everyone's aware of it, and I'm the HR manager, an employee comes up to me in the hallway and says, "Mary, that decision is so unfair." And so what would the blinking word in that sentence be? You might say decision. I'm going to choose unfair because I know what decision that they're talking about. And so I may choose that and say, "Rebecca, what about the decision makes you say it's unfair?" Or even better, when you say unfair, what do you mean by that? Now, a couple great things about the blinking word technique. It helps you understand someone better, and it keeps you from sticking your foot in your mouth, because she could have said, "Mary, I think this decision is so unfair," and I could have launched into how fair it is, or how I agreed with how it was unfair, but how I thought it was unfair may not be the same as how she thought it was unfair. I could have said a lot of different things, but really what's the point unless I understand what she means by unfair? And another really cool thing, it buys you a little time. Sometimes when I use this technique with people, and you know, you can't overuse it, you need to use it sincerely for your own purposes to have an engaging discussion. Sometimes they answer their own questions, which is really cool. But in any case, my client and I, how do I ask better questions of my employees? We found another use for the blinking word technique. And so, for instance, if he's having a discussion with his employee, and he wants to start out with something like, "Well, how are you liking your assignment so far?" And the employee might say, "Well, it's good." And so you at least have one word. What parts do you find good? Picking up on that blinking word of good. The employee might say, "Well, I like the routine." Let's pretend routine is blinking. That's a word you can work with. When you say routine, can you give me some examples of what that means? So the employee might go on to say something like, "Well, I like it that I know what to expect from day to day. I pretty much know what I'm going to do throughout the day. It has a flow. You know, I don't like to be surprised. So this job suits me." Now you've learned something useful. If you thought this employee needed more challenge or variety, you might want to think again, you know, about how you would introduce that as a minimum. And so let's get back to, how am I asking good questions to my employees and engaging them? You know, I want to make it clear that even well-meaning and cooperative employees can be at a loss for words under these circumstances. They may not have put a lot of thought into the questions you're asking, so make it easy for them. It may take two or three questions to get them in the groove, and you can use that blinking word technique to sort of take it further and make it easier for them. It might seem a lot of work to begin with, but there are a lot of payoffs to it too. You can find more at maryschaefer.com. That's S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Bye-bye.